Okay, here's a nice question from Early Manohar in the UK. He says, from reading Srila Prabhupada's books, I've understood that destiny can be changed by taking to Krishna consciousness. But is there such a thing as destiny on the spiritual platform? Indradyumna Maharaj in his diary speaks of visiting a scholar of the Bhrigu Samhita who explains to him his past, present, and future, even to the point that according to his readings, he was waiting for Maharaj to visit him on that very day at that exact time. In Srila Prabhupada's astrological chart, it was said that he will open 108 temples, and the astrologer Navadvipa told Bhavananda that Prabhupada would build a house in which the whole world could live. Is it correct to understand then that if we do not follow Krishna's direction, we will suffer the fate of material destiny? And if we follow Krishna's direction, there is a spiritual destiny that is mapped out for us. If this were the case, would you recommend that we try to find out what is in store, or is it better to simply depend on Krishna on a daily basis and not concern ourselves with what might or might not happen in the future? All right, Murli. We know that the divinatory science of astrology for conditioned souls, and particularly for conditioned souls remaining ignorant and averse of Krishna, indicates to them what their future is based on their past activities. The future is not a mystery. It's a mystery for people who don't understand the law of karma. But for those who are well-versed with the law of karma, we know that the future is only a consequence of what happened in the past. And what we are at the present, where we took birth at the present, what time we took birth at the present, is an indication of what we were, and therefore gives us an indication of what will happen to us in the future. And therefore our material fate is sealed until we come to the process of Krishna consciousness. And then when we do, when we surrender to Krishna, then Krishna says, Aham tam sarva papebhyo. He says, Purusha praktitistohi bhunkte praktitijanguran. And mamivaye prapadyante mayame tam tarantite. That by the science of surrendering to Krishna, we become free from the results of past activities, free from the influence of our previous sins. We become free from the influence of the material energy. And how does it mean that we become free? It means that our destiny or our direction changes. Where does it change to? Again, in the Bhagavad Gita, I'm absorbed now in Gita, because Gita Jayanti is coming up for us in a few days. Krishna then says, Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyajimam namaskaru mami vaitati satyam te pratijani priyosimi. And again, mami vaishashi yuktanam atmanam matparayana. Krishna says, don't worry. He says, if you surrender to me, if you become my devotee, if you worship me, if you bow down before me, if you remember me, what will happen? He says, you will come to me. Otherwise, we weren't going to Krishna. But now Krishna says, you will come to me. And Srila Prabhupada makes it clear that coming to Krishna means you go back to home, back to Godhead in this life. So that then becomes our spiritual destiny. In regards to Murli's question, is it correct to understand that if we don't follow Krishna's direction, we follow the fate of the material energy? Yes. We go to hell. And if we do, then that means if we do follow Krishna's direction, then our spiritual destiny is mapped out for us. And the ability for us to do one and the other is to have the spiritual strength to make the right decisions, to live in the proper way by chanting 16 rounds, attending morning program, regularly reading Shastra, associating with saintly Vaishnavas. That way, we'll be able to withstand the difficulties that are associated with our past activities. Here's the last part of the question. If this were the case, would you recommend that we try to find out what is in store, or is it better to simply depend on Krishna on a daily basis and not concern ourselves with what might or might not happen in the future? Srila Prabhupada didn't emphasize for us that we should find out what's in store. On the spiritual side, what's in store is that if we stick with Krishna, we go back to Godhead. We can't find out from our astrology what would be in store for us had we not been devotees. And therefore, those may be sometimes liabilities, sometimes assets, sometimes obstacles, sometimes real push along the path of devotional service. But why worry? Prabhupada didn't encourage us to know what the pitfalls or potential pitfalls in our devotional service may be and therefore prepare for them. He's already given us the process of preparing for everything, which is strictly chanting at every moment of the day in what mood? In the same mood that Parikshit Maharaj dealt with life, which is that he was going to die in 7 days, and we may even die immediately. And what worse karma can you have than that? What worse can you have than that? So if we're prepared in the way that Parikshit Maharaj is prepared, that is that we're prepared at any time to give up this body, then we'll always be prepared to deal with any situation come what may. We're on the path back home to Godhead. That is our fate. It's guaranteed, provided that we follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions and those of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna.